Had a couple of days with a lot of these youngsters. From your standpoint, what is this week all about?
This is absolutely a development camp, not an evaluation camp. And the idea, it will pick four or five really core things, not just even to the Winnipeg Jet game, but to the National Hockey League game, events that happen over and over again, and then give them a plan on how to handle that. So a lot of this is pucks along the walls because these kids, in the summer hockey especially, they never work on it, right? They get their buddies together, they go up and down the ice, and they practice their one-timers, and then they get to main camp and it's a different animal. So we want to give them the core, the basics of it. When you come in and watch here, we're not going up and down the ice. We're really not evaluating players' speed or how they fit or where they're at. We're giving certainly our draft picks and then some invites, a glimpse of what's coming, of what they're going to be faced with at training camp, but also some drills, and then of course all of the off-ice stuff when we talk about strength and conditioning and we talk about fitness and we talk about diet, the pieces that go into being a real strong pro. They get a look at it here, and they get it from guys that have developed young players. So that it's a good week for them.
Why is it important for you to have your NHL staff on the ice with these guys?
The message, you know, it has to be straight lined here, right through. So it's not just for the players, certainly, but all the staffs are on the ice. From player development, Jimmy Roy and Mike Keener on the ice, and then the Moose staff and the Jet staff, and we're all interacting with players with the same message. It keeps the consistency. The player, when a young guy comes in, I remember, you know, my first pro camp 30-odd years ago. There's 50 people walking around in suits and track suits. Getting to know their names, getting to interact with them is really important. So we want as many of those people on the ice.
What's some benefits seeing, like just getting a baseline for a guy like Enola?
Right. So we will hopefully with some of these guys, it may be true of him, maybe there might be a mini camp before you go into camp. But when you are putting your teams together or your lines together, just that first two or three days, you get a little idea of what kind of player he is and what would the complementary pieces on a line go to give him players that will help him show what he can do.
To a guy like CJC, had such a good camp last year. Yeah. Obviously, injury shortened year, but had been playing well for the
right.
Moose. I mean, what kind of growth do you see for him compared to this time last year? Maybe?
So there's a whole list of people that, you know, came to development camp two or three years ago, and now, I mean, he's clearly a pro out of the ice. He's so much more powerful than he was when he started. And picking the puck up around the boards is a hard skill to master, and he's just better at it, right? He's an awful lot better player than he was 3 years ago. And you know, so many of the guys that are playing for the Jets now, some of their real strengths, when we think of Kyle Connor, we think of Josh Moore, see, are exactly what we're working on. As a matter of fact, those two young players probably had the biggest impact on what we designed for this camp, because we kind of asked the simple question, what was it that kept Kyle, except for age, Kyle Connor as a forward and Josh Morrissey as a defenseman, what were the things that they needed to improve on the most to play for the Winnipeg Jets the next year? And all of the stuff that we're working on this week is just that.
What are some of the benefits for Dylan Sandberg? I mean, a couple World Juniors, a couple National Championships now as he gets ready to maybe go back for his junior season.
Just as close as we can get him to the Jets' main camp, right? Because of the rules, we can't have him go through that. We'd love to, obviously. We're really excited about him as a player. He looks like he's more powerful this year. But he gets to be around us, make contact with us, start to learn some of the systems, start to learn some of the things that we do. And for all of them, the elite players that are out there at the top or the brand new guys that are going to take years to develop, it's one more repetition of all things on ice, interactions with the coaches, the trainers, the city of Winnipeg. It's our introduction to the Jet way of life.
Well, fitness was one of the things you talked about early in your days when you came to Winnipeg, about
right.
How you're going to make this team more fit, that it's going to take more than a month.
Right.
Have you, like in all the time you've been here as a coach, have you uncovered any better ways to explain to these prospects the level of fitness required? Because it just seems to take a long time.
I still think exposure is the critical piece to great athletes. When you walk into the room and you take a look at Blake Wheeler's conditioning and Josh Morrissey and all of the real strong physical players, they get it, right? They have to be around it. I can tell you, I mean, over the span, it is far easier to do it now than it was 25 years ago. I mean, nobody even owned a bike then, right? It was an actual bike. You actually traveled on it. It wasn't stationary. So the things that have changed, these kids, by the time we are more exposed to better dietary habits, better training methods, but they're still young, right? They're still 18. They're not the same as a 25-year-old man. Those guys, there's the gap between a 25 and a 30-year-old isn't that big at all, right? They hit their prime, but the gap between 18 and 23 is enormous. So exposure to seeing it. And I don't think you truly don't have the variation either. You don't have the guys so far out of shape. They're all in pretty decent shape, you know. It was always bigger, stronger, faster, and now it's faster, stronger, bigger, right? Speed's the primary element. Endurance is next, being able to drive at that speed for a long time. And then over time, they will get bigger. They'll put on mass, but we don't focus on, you know, putting 20 pounds on a guy to get him play. As a matter of fact, that's usually a recipe for slowness, which keeps them out of the league.
You say evaluation is not really part of this, but as far as human nature with you and your coaching staff, the guys that are close, I mean, the Veselainens and Samberg, I mean, is there a part of you that starts to think, geez, where would this guy might just fit in a year or two or next?
I think in the summertime, you're taking a look at, you know, how far he's progressed. But the guys we haven't seen in a year, there's that. So let me kind of, rephrase what I said. Every day is an evaluation day, right? You're constantly being watched and rated more relative to where you were. When you have such an age gap of young players here, we'll have some older guys and some young guys. We're not really relating them to each other. It's what you saw year over year. So it's always that. But the drills that we're running aren't drills where you're evaluating players' overall speed, their grit along the wall, their hand skills. This is specific hockey things. But you're, yes, right? Kristen Veselainen is stronger, and he's and where he could do the drills last year because he's a gifted hand. He it wasn't easy for him to drive through the drills and always and push. So, you know, at the end of practice yesterday, he's still coming out of the corner now hard. He's just physically stronger. He can do an hour long of all of those drills, and he's just a more mature player. How that relates to, you know, 2.5 months to now, we'll see. But clearly, there's been some good work done there.
You have some experience at this. How stressful is it for a coach going into the last week of June, first week of July, not knowing exactly what your roster is going to be in training camp?
Oh, I mean that's standard, right? I mean, rarely do you get your board up at the end of the season and say, that's my board coming back. I mean, there's always a lot of turnover. There are bigger name pieces on that turnover now. Jake's moved on. We like the defenseman an awful lot. We got back. What happens with the rest of the guys that are either UFAs or RFAs? We'll see. Or maybe a very real chance our team looks fairly close to the team from last year. So that's still ahead of us. But we don't have any D pair set at the end of June. But we'll get to that by training camp.
Is it stressful not knowing though?
No. It's not. Something happens in the middle of the summer somewhere. Maybe it's coming soon, but I'm starting to feel there's an excitement about next year. There's going to be a lot of really, really good names on our board. We have a good team. We may, in fact, even get younger again, if that's possible, but we're still going to put a real good team on the ice.
Chibasov and Luoto are two free agent signings you had. Looks to be quite a bit of size and skill there.
Yeah, so I want to be real happy we got them both, how this all sorts out, but two big men. I've had 2 days on the ice with Luoto. He's a gamer. He's pushing him out. It's Chibasov's first day out there, and he's a big, powerful man, so I'll leave the entire evaluation at that. They are what we thought they would be, but let's see how it goes here in terms of getting them into a game and things like that. Come Friday, and you'll get to see a game. A little bit. It'll be shinny, and I wouldn't do any predictions on the Jets seasons based on the outcome of this game on Friday. But okay,
looking for some initial.
Yeah, thoughts, it'll be fun. They'll have fun. We're not killing them here either this week. We're not grinding them into the ice for 4 days so they can't skate. It's should be good. Looking forward to that.
I know the schedule kind of is what it is, but early thoughts on what you're going to have to work with beginning in October.
Yeah, we will have an opportunity to get our game right very early on with lots of repetition. That might be as tough a grind as we have the whole year. I can tell you that the first iteration of that schedule had me quite frightened, and they worked very, very hard to get it to something reasonable. So when I looked at it the last time it came out, I saw that, you know, the back-to-backs, all those games at the start, that's tough. But the rest of it looks so much better than the first time I saw it. I'm fine with it.